Brandon Ingram will wait until next offseason before engaging in contract talks with the Pelicans, according to Christian Clark of NOLA.com. What does this mean for his future in New Orleans? Five, Chaz, and Lita. Before we get into the show, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Let's get into it.
First took away. Yes, with this. Get your money's worth.
Muted.
Oh, am I good now? Am I good? Okay. Here we go. Christian Clark comes out with an article today, Five, talking about, and look, I agree with the way Christian reported it. And I also kind of agree with Brandon the way he's, you know, doing his business, right? So today comes out saying that basically Brandon Ingram's not going to talk about contract extensions until next offseason, next summer. Do you think that's a smart move for Brandon here? To wait this year, kind of bet on himself like he did in 2019, and you know, basically say I'm betting on myself and looking to get a bag next offseason.
Hell yeah, he'd be stupid not to at this point. He's already waited, right? I mean, he has an opportunity if he makes what all NBA, let's say third team, like that number jumps up significantly, right? Like, okay, perfect. I don't think this was like the greatest showing for him coming off this FIBA, but maybe I'm sure he believes in himself. Like I don't doubt that, but he has to show something more that he can necessarily lead this team through a full season and get them at least to the second round. And I think he will probably get those nods if this team is what they get to, let's say the third seed in the West. And he makes an all-star team. That number jumps up significantly. He'll get that bag that he'll deserve.
Yeah. So Chaz, back in 2019, when Brandon Ingram was coming off the blood clots, he had one of his best years. He kind of bet on himself. He had averaged 24 points per game, 6.5 rebounds, 4.2 assists. The Pelicans then gave him that extension, right? So now we go, there are new rules to this, right? So if he makes an all NBA team, kind of like what Jaylen Brown did, right? He got $300 million. What was Jaylen? Second team all NBA. Is that correct?
Third team, I believe.
Third team. Okay. That's fine. So if Brandon makes an all NBA team, he has to play 65 games or more. Since being in New Orleans, they've won a pandemic year. He's never played 65 games until his rookie year. So he played 72 with the Lakers. And then since then, he's played in the last 2 years, he's played 55 and 45 games. So as you have said all offseason, Chaz, this is a huge year for him. Can he, one, play 65 or more games, and two, can he play an all-NBA level?
Can't. Before I answer those questions, I want to say today is Tupac's death anniversary. So I have on this bandana. So rest in peace to the immortal Tupac Shakur. And secondly, while we're speaking of people who have since passed, I want to play this if you guys can grant me a moment. And I don't traditionally do this, but I'm going to answer your question with the question.
I'm asking, like, what does that do for you?
If Brandon don't get the fuck out of here, let me say this. Look, all of that loyalty and I love playing here, all of that goes out the window. This is about business, right? It all goes down to business. And I will say this. I totally agree with what Brandon is doing. But don't tell me you want to be here, you love it here, and all that at the same time, because you know you've been stealing money the last few years. So it would be, if I was Griff or if I was the organization, I'd say, look, you know, we could have moved you to school, could have reset all this, but we chose you, you know, to stay here. Won't you sign now, extend now? That way, you know, you don't got us, you know, under the gun next season. Because even in the event that he underperforms this year, you're going into next year still having to make a decision if you keep them past the deadline. You're going into next year still having to make a decision, and you have even less leverage because now you have to extend them or you got to sell low or he may just walk for nothing. So I think it's the right business decision, what he's doing, but I think the Pelicans are in a really interesting position here, Paul, because it's like if I pay him – it's going to be an overpay. Like, you know, if I'm paying you for past production, I'm going to be overpaying. If he doesn't make all NBA and well, all NBA, or he isn't an all-star starter, I think Pelicans in a terrible position.
Do you think the Celtics overpay for Jaylen Brown, Chaz?
No. Because that tandem has been so successful. He's a two-time All-Star, plays a lot of basketball, leader in his community in the locker room. For what that's worth, you know, some people not, you know. And
he multiple finals appearances, right? Like what, two
of them.
Mm-hmm. They went to the finals twice.
Once. And then Eastern Conference Finals lost in seven to LeBron.
But even then, those dudes were young doing that, so that counts for something. And he was drafted to be a 3-and-D guy, so he's overachieved like thus far. So I think he got paid for what he's accomplished throughout the entirety of his career and where that team is going.
Okay, so Lito, let me pose you this question then: if Brandon does come out, makes all NBA, one, two, or three teams, first, second, or third teams, right? Puts up 25 a game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, one of the better players in the league. Do you think he deserves a $50 million extension? Do you think it would be a smart move for the Pelicans to give him that $50 million a year?
let me say this first. Jaylen was the best player on that finals team also.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's an overlooked part of that. Like when the guy who was texting Kobe wasn't – never mind.
That was weird.
Yeah, I didn't really like that. Are we winning? Is my question. Does that lead to wins?
That's a good question.
Because let me take it a step further. This is not only a big year for Brandon, in my opinion, this is a big year organizationally. Because if I'm Griff or Trajan or whoever, after this is what, year four together? Are you five together?
Five.
After this season, if this shit is not successful, one of them has to go. So maybe Brandon may not get a chance to sign. You know, I don't know. Like, you know, who knows? Personally, do I feel like he's worth $300 million? I mean, the market dictates that he is worth $300 million, right? Like, that's what the market tells me if I'm looking at, you know, put him on par with Jaylen's numbers. I don't think they're that far apart. I don't have it in front of me. But I think that, like, you eventually gonna have to pay him. He has the talent, right? It's just staying on the floor. Now you ask me this question: do I think he go play 65 games? No.
Why?
I mean, what does history tell you?
But in 2019, I think that was the most games ever played in a Pelicans uniform, and he produced an all-star level stat line.
How many games did he play? 62.
62, and it was a shortened season, correct? Yeah, it was during the pandemic.
It was shortened by what, like 15 games or something?
Yeah, so he probably gets, I mean, how many games did they play in the bubble? Eight?
Yeah,
I think it was what it was. So he probably gets a 65 there, you know, but other than that, he hasn't been close.
Yeah, I don't think I think history is what it is for a reason. Like, and there's not a knock to him, but durability is not something that you can lean on Brandon for.
I didn't realize this before I get to you five. I didn't realize Jaylen averaged 27-7-4 last year. I mean, that's pretty. Oof. I mean, yeah.
In like 69 with, games, something like that.
Yeah. 67,
with no left hand.
That's the crazy part about it.
and with a super duper scoring threat next to him.
Like, yeah.
You know. They both play.
The only thing Jaylen don't do for real is he's not a good facility. Like, he doesn't look to pass.
So in 2019, 2020, and 2021, Brandon played 62 games and 61 games, and then since has gone down 55 and 45. You've been on these podcasts last 3 or 4 weeks saying, like, hey, if you want money, you gotta show me this year, right? What if he doesn't show you this year? What if he has kind of the same year as he did last year? Now what?
Nothing. Like, I mean, that's
no.
Like, all right, well, if you're the Pelicans, you got to figure out something. Like, it got to be like some kind of sign and trade at that point, right? Like, you can't run it back with a guy like that, but you kind of need him to leverage so you can get something in return. Because letting him walk for free doesn't do you any justice. I mean, you can get something out of him that fits around Brandon Paul's. So, like, that's what you would have to do. I don't. Him getting 65 games is like the minimum. Like, you have to get to 65 games. That's the threshold. If you don't get that, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. Like, it, honestly, I don't even care if you get the All-NBA nod at that point. Because if you don't even eclipse 65 games, then I can't even quantify my team. I can't even evaluate what the team actually looks like with you on the court because you're not on the court enough. I can only assume, and they've assumed, so it's too much. Like, all right, let's move on and create something new.
They go for both of them.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to add this. And honestly, I don't think you even give him the whole year, bro. I feel like if you're not balling by the trade deadline, if come December, January, February, you got to get the fuck up out of here. Because at that point, like when Brandon went down prior with the toe injury, he wasn't exactly playing incredible, right? But you know, it was just some things that would happen. They were still trying to figure it out. He had his concussion, missed 4 or 5 games with that. There were a few things happening. But when he came back, it took him a little while to get back into the flow of things. Then when you look at the graphic for the teams we play, like my thing is, I need you to also have a quality regular season, because my biggest knock on Brandon is, you know, he's not really a regular season player. So, like, do you pay for a guy who has a subpar regular season, but he shows up in the playoffs? It's like, how do you quantify that? Like, it's a difficult thing to really – it's difficult to put a number on what Brandon does, because, like Five said, we've seen so little of him, and, you know, what we have seen has been questionable.
Chaz, I got an answer for that. Let me see. And I just want to see how you feel about this. So you said a guy who has I wouldn't say this guy's subpar regular seasons, but he doesn't play well his best in the regular season, but in the playoffs, he's somebody else, Jimmy Butler. Like, but.
Oh, you saying like if it was a Jimmy Butler type situation?
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this. Jimmy Butler really has been a bad motherfucker since the Bulls. And that's the knock. Because Jimmy Butler's also second round guy, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Got it out the mud. Always had that killer mentality. Even like people chased him away because he was too much of a killer in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Like he's just a killer. And now in the situation he's in, already a finals guy. You know what I'm saying? Show a two-time finals guy. And it's like, see, if Brandon had been successful a bunch of times and just failed at the end or failed in multiple playoff appearances, it would be different. But it's like, man, I saw you against a Devin Booker-less, you know, Phoenix Suns for about 2-3 games. You got hurt there. Then I see, you know, you get hurt this season. Then I see you in fever. You get hurt again. Or you get sick again at the end. It's just like, you ain't got no stats.
Can I ask y'all this? Because – I think this is, and whoever wants to answer it first. Okay, just say he does have a really good year, but he doesn't make an All-NBA team. What does that next contract look like? Because now you're in this weird threshold of, okay, he didn't make All-NBA, so you're not eligible, right, for the $50 million. So what does that extension look like? I don't know if Chaz, if you're five, or I don't know if whoever looks.
I don't know what the money looks like. I don't know what the number will look like. But if Brandon doesn't make – or meet those criterias, he has to be a winner. That's what he has to be. He has to be a winner. Like, I'm going to win us game. If we want to talk about, you know, Jimmy Butler, if that's the comparison, like, he has to be a winner. He has to be able to elevate his game when the team needs him the most. Like, it's crunch time because the Pelicans are going to be in games where it's going to be a 5-point window with 4 minutes left. Can you will your team to wins? Can you do that? Because if you can't, then it doesn't even matter. They shouldn't even be having this conversation.
I think the conundrum there for me is like, I feel like I've seen him do that, like getting to the play-in, you know what I'm saying? Like second half season type shit. But the thing is like, it's, you still got the 82 games you got to account for. Like, you know what
December.
I'm saying?
Like you want to see it in December, January, the dog days of the NBA.
Is it fair for me to say, you know, we talked about Jaylen Brown and he has Jason Tatum, right? Well, Brandon's supposed to have Zion. He hasn't really had Zion. Is that excuse kind of tired? Chaz, I don't know if you want to go first on that. Because
I think it's tired because, for one, Brandon talk a lot of shit. And for two, it's like at the end of the day, dude, you were the number two pick. You're your own entity. If your entire career is based on being attached to Zion, fuck, I need you for. I'll just get another guy and attach him to Zion. Pause. So at the end of the day, you have to operate in some independence of, you know, this guy. Everything can't be, oh, well, again, like when he went down with the toe injury, Zion was there. You know what I'm saying? When he went out with the concussion, Zion was there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when Stan Van Gundy year, when he had the Stan Van Gundy, the bad year after, what, game six against the Pacers, he just went totally downhill. Zion was there. So at a certain point, it's like, well, if everything's dependent upon Zion, what I need you for? Like, you know, if that's going to be your ready-made excuse, and people can't have it both ways, because on one end, you hear people say, like the general public, people who big Brandon Ingram fans, Brandon's the leader of the team. He's the best player of the team. Brandon's one of the best players in the NBA. But then on the other hand, like, he can't do shit without Zion. So it's, you know.
Well, he did technically do something with CJ, right, where they went on that run. They beat the Spurs. And I understand they beat the Clippers without Paul George and Kawhi. I get that. But then they took six games of the Phoenix, and Devin Booker got hurt.
They won 36 games in a non-pandemic.
Right. They won 36 games. And I agree with you. But Lito, it's an interesting discussion, because, of course, some people took it the wrong way of saying, like, oh, my God, Brandon Ingram's going to leave and things like that. So you're now stuck in this weird spot of, well, Brandon's got to show up this year. There's no other option. So what are you expecting from Brandon this year? Because we're talking 65 games. Okay, can you play 65 games, and can you play an all-star level? No. And if he doesn't do that, is it time to go?
No.
You said no, Alina.
He's not going to play 65 games. I'm like, if that's the bar, I don't think
you're a big Brandon Ingram guy.
I love B.I. It's my dog, but I'm not about to sit up here and say he's durable. Like we've seen that. And again, I feel the same way about the other guy. Mm. He ain't gonna play 65 games either. Like you know what I'm saying? At this point, like, they just gonna have to show me different. All I know is what I know. I know what I've seen. So I'm sorry, you were saying, like, do I keep him if he doesn't play 65 games, or not? I mean,
if he plays less than, if he's not 65, he's not all NBA, and you're in this, you know, final year of his contract, like, what do you do?
If I feel like this, if he doesn't play 65 games, and the team, well, shit, Trey hurt now. I was about to say the team step up. You're saying the team step up, and we're winning, we're playing winning basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got us to a particular place, and we were able to maintain that without him. Then, like, sure, but like man, the problem is, this man missed 30 games. This other man gonna miss 45 games. Like, you can't continue to do that. Again, for me, this season is, if there is no success, when I say success, I mean like second round of the playoffs, right? If we don't get that, one of them has to go.
If Brandon Ingram was a free agent from another team, right? Let's say we know everything we know about him right now. Would you offer him a max free agent contract?
No.
What does that look like? Well,
right now he's eligible for a 3-year. Let's just say $40 million a year. Let's just say $40 million a year.
$40 million.
All right. Am I in New Orleans, where I don't get a lot of free agents?
Let's say you're in New Orleans, but you also got the option of getting two $10 million guys, like, all things being equal, because Brandon Ingram probably wouldn't come to New Orleans anyway. So let's say all things are equal. You can get all the mid-level guys, any mid-level guy you want, right? But Brandon Ingram is a free agent. You got a max contract right here. And you could give it to Brandon Ingram. You know everything you know now about Brandon Ingram. Would you do it? Would anybody here do it?
Fuck. We almost gave Kyle Lowry $30 million for 4 years.
Yeah, that worked out. But Would anybody do it? See, everybody got to think too long about it. It's
probably- I'd probably end up doing it, but yeah, I'd have to like set up like all right, like the initial Zion thing, where like, you had to set up permissions like, in the contract, yeah, like you're not going to get X amount of money because you didn't play X amount of games. Because if so, like, but that's all right. That's my problem.
Yeah,
it's like the level, the bar is so fucking low.
Yeah,
we're asking a dude we want to give a max contract. Can you play 65 fucking games? That's stupid, bro. That is stupid. Like that I don't know. Like, what are we?
That's where
about?
We're at right now. That's how crazy it is.
All right. Yeah. Hopefully he plays 65. Hopefully he proves everybody wrong. Please prove everybody wrong. I hope, like, bro. Every time you make a free throw, every time you make a bucket, they play the stupid song. Money, money, money. Hopefully you care about that enough that you play 65 fucking games and lead this team at least to the third round of the fucking playoffs.
You want Western Conference Finals?
Hell yeah! But you want max money? I need max production because one, you owe me money. You owe me money. You owe you back. You got some back taxes, brother. I need to re-up off that. So if you want me to spend out some more money, I need some real production. Because the people gonna show up, right? Like the fandom is gonna show up, right? If you lead them that way. Matter of fact, I was having this conversation with somebody today, not to go off on a tangent, but I was having a conversation with somebody discussing how like New Orleans is like a basketball market, right? They're like top 10 for the last 20 years in viewership of basketball games. And you were like, well, but they don't show up to Pelicans game because they hate watching bad basketball. Like, I don't want to spend my money on something that isn't a good product. Improve the product, people will show up and they will support it. Me and Chaz were talking about this before. You win one, you go on one run and win a chip in this city. It's over.
People are still celebrating the Saints Super Bowl win. They're still celebrating.
Go ahead, Lito.
No, oh, I'm still celebrating.
You know what I'm liking it to, bro?
I still got my t-shirt.
I liken it to this. Right now, the Brandon and Zion, the only difference, only piece Zion got is that two-time All-Star, when he does play, he's the tide that lifts all boats, and he fucked up on his rookie contract. He ain't fuck up on the max contract yet. So that's the only bail he gets. But it's like you move to a new city with this woman, right? No, I mean this respectfully to Brandon. take how you want to take. But you move to a new city with this woman, right? And she cheats on you. But you didn't cut off your family for this girl. You didn't pass up drafting a new girl. Like, there's all type of things just so you can stay with this chick. And she cheating on you, she beats you, she do all kind of stuff, right? And now you too embarrassed to go home because not like with the Pelicans, they can't just move on from Brandon, like in their mind. Because like, what'd you get for AD? I got Dyson Daniels. I got
Herb Jones.
I got Herb Jones. I got I had Jackson Hayes.
Got Satoransky.
I got the ghost of CJ Past. No, Satoransky. Yeah, well, I guess for Lonzo, you got Satoransky. It's like, you know, I got Garrett Temple. Like, in hindsight, that trade looks so bad if Brandon doesn't work out. So I totally understand the reluctance to move on from Brandon and give him – you got to give him every opportunity to succeed. But it's like, bro, your peers kind of just, like, pass you by. Like, it's bad. Like, you know. So yeah, Siakam got a ring. Murray got a ring. Jalen went to the finals, and here you are, first round guy, like you know.
Yeah. Okay, this podcast is sponsored by the Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk, located at 918 Poitras Street by the Superdome. Give them a call at 504-523-5413 if you or someone you know has been involved in an accident. Birdsall Law Firm, the official injury lawyers of Pro Pels Talk. All right, about 7 to 10 minutes in this segment. Just some unfortunate news going on with KPJ of the Houston Rockets. Five, I know you want to touch on this subject, but yeah, a lot of just bad things going on with him, and thoughts and prayers to
Kyver.
It's a hard subject to talk about, but Five, I know you wanted to say a couple of things. So Yeah, go ahead.
Us here at Boot Crew, we don't condone domestic violence at all.
Nah,
we don't stand for that. But the fact that it comes across to the NBA, I don't want to get into like the legality of it. I don't know for sure. Nothing has necessarily, things have been reported, but nothing's been confirmed. But hopefully that young woman gets some help that she'll need. But the part that really pisses me off is the Houston Rockets had to have known about this. They had to have known about incidents happening because it doesn't get that bad off rip. Well, the rarity of it, the idea of it doesn't get that bad initially. Something had happened probably before. I mean, KPJ has had incidents happen since college, first year of the NBA, and continuously. And he's been chance after chance. Hopefully, this is the last chance that he's ever going to get to play basketball in the NBA. So I think the Rockets, the organization, has to be held accountable also for their part in this. Because maybe if they would have done something, it never would have got to this point. Maybe if they would have, you know, held him accountable. I'm not placing all of the blame on them. I'm just saying just the fact that it's the NBA and his team, like, that organization had to have known. And maybe I'm not expecting the young guys that they have in the locker room to stand up for a young one. It's hard to kind of do that. Maybe they had to, like, some real vets. Maybe that would have occurred. But asking some guys that's in the same age group as him to stand up for a woman that they don't know, it's hard to do that. I'm just saying maybe the people in the front office of the Rockets need to be held somewhat accountable for incidents that occur like this.
Yeah, and there's also a report saying a couple of years ago that you know, a couple of Rockets players were out, and I don't know where they were out, but they're out at a club, and he took the laptop of a DJ and just completely smashed it on the floor, destroyed, you know, tearing up the place. And that's according to JT Gatlin. But clearly there's been things going on, right?
Yeah, I don't want to get to the point where it's like the smear campaign. Like, the fact that we didn't know about that a couple years ago is that.
Yeah, I just think you're going to start seeing more of these leak. And
Wait. Like, if we would have known about things like this, maybe it doesn't get to this point. Maybe. I'm not saying that it doesn't.
Right.
But, like,
right.
Like, if you hold him accountable, then.
That's not normal behavior, right? Yeah. That's not normal. Chaz,
all that is complicit. Like, if you holding secrets and shit like that, like, you complicit. I just want to say fuck him. Like, that's basically how I feel about it. Like, he's a bitch. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that had been my sister or that had been my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wouldn't have had a chance to go to jail. Wouldn't be no trial. Like, man, fuck that. We you know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is, I do feel like the Rockets are complicit in the simple fact that, like, his behavior got him to the Rockets. Right. And you saw how he acted with Steven Silas. You saw how he acted with, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's been multiple. Like, I see in-game shit. You saw the little bullshit he tried to pull with Jose last year. Like, he's a fucking dickhead. Like, he doesn't deserve another chance in the NBA. But all the talent he got in the world, like, he need to be the Paul Crew of the longest yard in the Prison Basketball Association.
Was he who was he with when they just walked out of the game? Like, did they didn't just quit? Like, they quit in the middle of the game? Yeah, was it him and Christian Wood?
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot about
that's
that.
That's ironic. Christian Wood, he got his accusations as well. You know.
So you said he'll be a Laker?
I wouldn't be shocked. You know, I'll say this, man. Ultimately, without knowing everything that happened, but knowing enough of what happened, I do think it's dangerous when you, because the way the league has shifted for better or worse is getting it's getting younger and younger and younger. And I think as a result, you do see a lot of organizations, especially organizations that aren't winning organizations, have situations where they're enabling young people. Like, you know what I'm saying? Clearly, this young man has an anger issue, you know what I'm saying, at best. At best, he has an anger issue. And if it's to that point, you would hope that I thought all these organizations had like some type of therapist on board. And if they don't, they must be running a totally antiquated system, because ain't no way in the world you don't have some type of therapist, even if it's just for him, knowing his history and what he's done, you know, and allegedly done, you know, you got to keep somebody like that on board. I think it's a terrible situation. It's a black eye on the league. It's just super unfortunate. So many young people involved with the situation, and you just hope that the young lady, she makes it out and is healthy, and you know, is able to deal with the mental trauma and physical trauma what happened. And for me, I hope for him that whatever problem you have, bro, I hope he can get some help, because basketball aside, I don't care if you never play basketball again. You can't go through life being that angry or being that triggered or whatever the situation is, because you won't last long, you know. And it's sad, but you know, that's the reality of the situation.
I just, one more thing. I feel like age shouldn't really have nothing to do with you having, what you committing such an egregious act. Like, at some point, you got to learn something outside of basketball. Like, at some point, you get grooming from places outside of a basketball court, right? Like, who are the people, like, where the parents, you know what I'm saying? Like, where the uncle, mm-hmm. where, you know what I'm saying? What grandma, you know what I'm saying? Like, what, where is the situation are you getting?
Who
are
you hanging with?
Yeah, like, where are you getting care and compassion from? Like, at some point, you got to understand, like, you can't just act on emotion. You got to base your situations on logic. You, just because you get angry at something. And the crazy part is, like, let's say she was cheating. So the fuck what? The game is the game. Like, okay. Like, she cheated on you. Move the fuck on. Do something. Bro, like, you wild like that?
Hey, Lito, to that point, that's my last thing. Like, nothing that girl could have done should have made you like that. There's like pundits on Twitter and Instagram and comments talking about, yeah, she might have been cheating on him. I probably would have did the same thing. Like, wait, what? Like, that's the route we're gonna take. Like, it don't matter. Like, if you in that game, right? The game that we kind of referring to, bro, you know what it is. Like, if it happens to you, bro, you in the game. The game is not fair. It's not just like, it's never going to be fair. And if you living like that, bro, it's just going to it happens to the best of us. Yeah. You got to just move on.
It's like, bro, at the end of the day, walk away. Like, you throwing, you could potentially get angry enough to throw her life away. You just threw your life away.
Yeah.
I'm sure you take care of a bunch of people. Just walk away. Let's go.
You just got 84 mil.
Yeah, I know, and you know, obviously we don't know what's true and what's not true, but just hearing some of the reports saying, you know, she was sleeping when this happened, and then just, you know, beating her up until she got in the hallway, she's bleeding, and it's just all around. It's really sad, is what it is. And you know, thoughts and prayers for everybody just, you know, involved. And you know, I think Adam Silver, like, I just don't see how this guy can be let back in the league. And then, you know, there's reports saying that the Rockets are looking to trade and attach assets. It's like, what?
Even if they do that, man, I think it's just more of a, hey, we got to move off him because his name is holding so much weight. We have to move off so the next team can just cut him, right? So they can just release him and we can go ahead and pay him his money and wipe our hands with him so that we don't have to, you know, answer questions.
It's important to whoever trades for him that people realize that the players aren't players. They're contracts. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to separate the contract from the player time. So his contract would be awesome for a team. You got multiple years where you could just waive him, non-guaranteed money. But the player himself, most people wouldn't want to be associated with those accusations.
Yeah. Whew. Well, I will do it here. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. We will see y'all on Sunday night.